molecular equation. Now, in water then, the oxidation and reduction limits are clearly set by the characteristics of water itself. We can take the water molecule, we can rip that apart and take O2 minus and transform it into oxygen in a zero oxidation state. So in that case then, we're ripping those species off under our oxidation limit, and the expression that mathematically relates to that is our PE is 20.75 minus the pH. And that sensitivity to pH comes in because as we rip water apart in that fashion to generate oxygen, we also release protons. The reduction limit comes about from taking the hydrogens in the water molecule from the 1 plus oxidation state back to the 0, so we're adding electrons there, and a reduction limit is again sensitive to pH because now we've got hydroxides present, so the PE in this case is minus the pH. So at neutral pH then, our PE limits are minus 7 to plus 13, so that's telling us how far we can go before we start bubbling oxygen out of the water or bubbling hydrogen out of the water. So in your battery, for instance, when you're overcharging the thing, then you're actually carrying out electrolysis, splitting apart water. So this is something that you have actually seen. Now, in a natural water, this is not going to happen extensively at all, even if you are hard on these limits, simply because you typically need a catalyst to make it occur fast.